Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Untangled: Guiding Teenage Girls Through the Seven Transitions into Adulthood, is a nonfiction parenting book by clinical psychologist Lisa Damer, PhD. It focuses on the development of adolescent girls and explains teenage behavior through a research-based framework rather than through alarm or stereotype. Damer argues that the path from girlhood to adulthood is not random chaos, but a sequence of predictable developmental transitions that often occur at different speeds and in overlapping ways. The book is aimed primarily at parents, caregivers, and others who support teenage girls, though it is also accessible to teenagers themselves. Its purpose is practical to help readers interpret common adolescent behaviors, respond more effectively to conflict, and distinguish normal developmental change from signs that may require concern. By combining clinical experience with clear explanation, the book offers a structured way to understand a stage of life that is often emotionally difficult and frequently misunderstood. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a developmental map for adolescent girls instead of a chaos narrative. One of the book's central contributions is its refusal to treat adolescence as an unpredictable crisis. Damer presents teenage girlhood as a developmental process with identifiable transitions, which gives parents a framework for understanding behavior that might otherwise seem irrational or personal. This matters because many parenting books describe the teenage years mainly in terms of conflict management, while Untangled tries to explain why certain conflicts arise in the first place. The seven transitions function as a map. They help readers see that changes in privacy, emotion, authority, peers, and identity are not isolated problems, but related aspects of growing up. The value of this approach is psychological as well as practical. When adults understand that a girl is moving through a normal stage, they are less likely to overreact, misread her intentions, or turn everyday friction into a larger crisis. The book, therefore, replaces panic with interpretation, which is especially useful for parents who want to respond calmly and consistently rather than reflexively. Secondly, the seven transitions as the book's organizing structure, Untangled, is built around seven distinct transitions that Damer describes as the major strands of adolescent development. These include parting with childhood, contending with adult authority, entering a romantic world, and caring for herself, along with other shifts that affect emotion, peers, and identity. The structure is important because it shows that adolescence develops across multiple dimensions at once, not in a single linear arc. A girl may seem mature in one area and deeply immature in another, and the book treats that unevenness as normal rather than contradictory. This is a useful correction to simplistic expectations that teens should grow steadily and uniformly. Each transition provides a different lens for reading behavior resistance to parents, concern about appearance, fluctuating friendships, and new forms of self-management all make more sense when placed within developmental context. The framework also helps adults avoid using one problem to explain everything. Instead of assuming a daughter is difficult, Damer encourages readers to ask which transition is active and what support fits that stage. That makes the book more precise than generic advice about teenagers. Thirdly, practical guidance for parents facing everyday conflict. The book is not only descriptive, it is designed to help adults act more effectively in ordinary parenting situations. Damer repeatedly addresses questions that many parents ask in real life, such as how to respond when a daughter withdraws, how much privacy to allow, whether to check a phone, how to handle school anxiety, and when to push back versus when to give space. The strength of this section of the book is its emphasis on proportion. Damer does not recommend either total control or total withdrawal. Instead, she shows how parents can stay engaged without treating every disagreement as evidence of serious trouble. This practical balance is especially valuable because adolescence often forces parents to adjust their role from direct manager to informed guide. The book's advice is grounded in the idea that support is often most effective when it is steady, calm, and appropriately limited. Rather than offering one-size-fits-all rules, Damer helps readers think through situations in context. That makes the book useful, not just for solving immediate problems, but for improving the overall tone of parent-teen communication. Fourthly, knowing when normal development becomes a warning sign. A recurring feature of Untangled is its attention to the difference between ordinary adolescent behavior and possible signs of deeper trouble. Damer includes guidance on when to worry, which is one reason the book is trusted by parents who want reassurance without complacency. This boundary setting is important, because adolescents can mimic distress even when it is developmentally typical mood shifts, privacy, irritability, and experimentation may look alarming, yet still fall within the normal range. At the same time, the book does not minimize genuine risks such as eating disorders, self-harm, or severe anxiety. Its value lies in helping readers avoid both extremes of overreaction and denial. Parents are given a way to ask whether a behavior is temporary, context-driven, and developmentally expected, or whether it is persistent, escalating, and concerning enough to seek help. This is a clinically grounded approach that makes the book more than a comforting read. It becomes a decision-making tool, helping adults respond in ways that are measured, informed, and better aligned with the actual level of concern. Lastly, a respectful view of teenage girls that avoids stereotypes. Another important dimension of the book is its tone. Damer writes about teenage girls with seriousness, sympathy, and a lack of sensationalism. That is significant because popular discussions of adolescence often frame girls as either fragile victims or impossible problem cases. Untangled resists both extremes. It treats girls as capable, developing people whose confusing behavior often reflects adaptation, not dysfunction. This perspective matters because the way adults interpret adolescence shapes the way they respond to it. If parents see a daughter as manipulative, irrational, or inherently dramatic, they are more likely to escalate conflict. If they see her as a young person negotiating genuine developmental tasks, they can respond with more patience and clarity. The book also stands out for speaking directly to the pressure girls face in contemporary culture, including expectations around performance, appearance, and social belonging. Without turning the discussion into a cultural polemic, its analytical strength comes from keeping the focus on development, not moral panic. That makes the book especially credible and gives it a steadier, more humane voice than many books in the parenting category. In conclusion, Untangled is best suited for parents, guardians, counselors, teachers, and anyone who works closely with teenage girls. It is also useful for readers who want a clearer understanding of adolescence from a psychological and developmental perspective. The book offers practical benefits by helping adults interpret common teenage behaviors more accurately, reduce unnecessary conflict, and decide when a concern is part of normal development or a sign that outside help may be needed. Its intellectual value comes from the structure Damer gives to a stage of life that is often described in vague or exaggerated terms. Rather than treating adolescence as a blur of moodiness, she breaks it into recognizable transitions that can be observed and understood. What distinguishes the book from many parenting guides is that it is neither permissive nor alarmist. It combines clinical insight with accessible language and a realistic view of how girls grow. That combination makes it especially strong in its category. It is practical without being simplistic, reassuring without being dismissive, and grounded in research without becoming academic or detached. For readers seeking a thoughtful guide to teen girl development, it remains a standout reference. If you would like to support Lisa Damer, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.